From Schwartz Media, I'm Ange McCormack. This is 7am. An alarming number of Australian boys are engaging with and looking up to the misogynistic influencer Andrew Tate. Tate's influence is warping classroom conversation, driving female peers to the fringes of discussion, and even causing some teachers to quit. So, why are problematic influencers reaching so many young men, and why is it forcing teachers to walk away? Today, contributor to The Monthly and author of Night Games, Anna Crean, on the misogynist radicalisation happening in our schools. It's Wednesday, March 6, and a warning, this episode discusses violence against women. Anna, you've written about Andrew Tate, and a lot of people will be aware of that name, I think, but as someone who's gone down some online rabbit holes for this story, can you tell us who is Andrew Tate?
Right. So basically, broadly speaking, he's, he's a misogynist.
Controversial online influencer Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate.
Perhaps you're watching and thinking, who is Andrew Tate?
I know women because I made a lot of money for women. Let me tell you something. I've been attacked plenty of times, and I've talked about this in another video already, but they're absolutely feeble.
Andrew Tate's misogyny is quite out there. It's you know, women belong in the home, men should be allowed to cheat but not women, you know, grip her up by the throat kind of thing, women shouldn't be allowed to drive. You know, it's really aggressive, beat women back into their boxes kind of stuff.
They're useless. They ain't ready for the big man slap. I got a big hand.
I guess what struck me about Andrew Tate was he was a little bit like Donald Trump for teens. He's got the swagger and the shamelessness about him that is very Trumpian.
You know what? Every single time you a girl, girls don't like being second place. Girls like being number ones. Every time I have a girlfriend or whatever, well, I've got lots of girlfriends. Every time I get a chick, she's like, you and your brother, you're weird, you're weird. You're too friendly, you're weird, trying to drive that wedge in. I would sooner shoot you in the head, bitch, than stop talking to my brother. I
see your face. Obviously, he doesn't look like Trump. He is a former kickboxer. He's very proud of his body. He's very sculpted.
Coffee, cigars, a lot of meat, and hard training. And I'm 35 and I've never had a single injection in my body ever.
He sees himself as a businessman, which involves sort of online pimping of former girlfriends.
Me teaching people how I managed females in those scenarios, how I controlled their emotions, how I convinced them to work and give me most of their money, how I convinced them to share me with other women, why they obeyed me.
So I'm not sure how good a business that is, but it seems to be successful until now.
Prosecutors in Romania have filed formal charges against the controversial influencer Andrew Tate, his brother Tristan, and two Romanian associates. The charges include rape, human trafficking, and forming an organised crime group, as well as illegally accessing a computer system and violence against one of the alleged victims.
We have an open criminal investigation. I am absolutely and utterly sure I'll be found innocent. I know the case better than you. I know it intimately and you don't. I have seen all the criminal files and the evidence against me and you haven't.
As an older person, you're just like, he's just ridiculous. As a teenage boy, I don't know, he obviously strikes a chord. Teenage boys are lapping it up, including boys in Australia.
And what do we know about how popular he is in Australia? How are boys here engaging with him and his content?
In terms of how popular he is in Australia, there was a recent survey done by The Man Cave, who do a lot of work in schools around masculinity, and they sort of did a survey of Australian boys. I think it was 1,700 Australian boys, and they found that 92% of them were aware of Tate and a quarter of them, you know, saw him as a role model. There's been a couple of researchers, Stephanie Westcott, a lecturer at Monash University's School of Education, Culture and Society, and her colleague, Professor Stephen Roberts. They call it a type of misogynist radicalisation that's happening online. So last year, Stephanie Westcott and Stephen Roberts put a call out on social media to female teachers at private and public schools across Australia to partake in a study about possible misogynist radicalisation of their students in school. And they were inundated with responses from female teachers. Roberts was telling me how they still have teachers getting in contact, even though the studies, that particular phase of their research is finished, they still have teachers getting in touch saying, please, I'm desperate to talk about it to someone. So you've got these female teachers are basically finding all these little mini Tates sitting in the back row, making their lives hell and, you know, other students' lives hell as well. It's not all boys. That's really important to note. For the teachers that they spoke to and the teachers that I spoke to, it's usually about 5 boys in a classroom of, say, 25. But that's a pretty hefty weight there, and especially in the way that they act and the way that they perform this masculinity, it takes up a lot of space and it really suffocates the room.
And you mentioned that teachers, you know, female teachers in particular, are concerned by, you know, what impact this is having on classrooms. And they're, I guess, at the front line of witnessing Andrew Tate's influence on teenage boys. What do they say about the impact it's having?
The last few years, there's been a real upping of the ante for female teachers. A lot of them talk about from the moment they enter that room, they're in a really combative atmosphere coming from these guys sitting at the back. And one of the teachers was talking to me about how they take up space. They're always in a gang. And she said it was really cliched, except they weren't doing it before. They got their feet on the desk and they're constantly baiting females, constantly trying to turn every single part of the class into a discussion about whether a woman is worthy of what she currently has in society, and should women be allowed to drive, and why should a woman be telling a man what to do, and every sort of tiny opening in a classroom is sort of manipulated into these discussions about a woman's inferiority. And, you know, it's been hellish, absolute hell to try and combat this while continue with educating the class and trying to make the others feel safe and welcome. A lot of the female teachers have spoken about this incredible sadness as they've watched their female students slowly shut down. Not so much shrinking, because it's not as if they really believe, they're not taking what these boys are saying on board, but it's just too difficult to combat. There's no point in engaging. So they stop talking. The male students who aren't like that sort of stare out the window just in a desperate gaze of trying to be anywhere but there. So it's working. It's sort of this misogyny that's really working in the classroom. And the really scary thing is that the female teachers don't want to be there either.
After the break, what the women leaving teaching say is happening in their classrooms.
This year, the Saturday Paper celebrates 10 years as Australia's leading independent newspaper. In that time, it's built a peerless reputation for quality journalism, for telling stories that are ignored elsewhere. It's the essential account of the week in politics, culture, and news. When you read the Saturday Paper, you don't need to read anything else. Subscribe today from just $2.10 per week. Visit thesaturdaypaper.com.au/subscribe. The Saturday Paper, the whole story.
With award-winning news coverage and reviews, The Saturday Paper is essential reading for everybody. For a limited time, subscribe to a year of our quality, independent journalism, and you'll receive The Saturday Paper's stainless steel coffee cup, made in collaboration with Fresco, for free. Subscribe from just $2.10 a week. Simply visit thesaturdaypaper.com.au/offer. The Saturday Paper, no hot takes.
Anna, female teachers are sounding the alarm of Andrew Tate's influence in the classroom. What kind of impact is it having on female teachers, you know, how they feel about their jobs?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're in a crisis at the moment where there's not enough teachers. We're at a teacher shortage and women are leaving. They're leaving their profession. No one knows entirely what the numbers are exactly. I did speak to one female teacher who said, I'm out. I'm absolutely out. I've got an interview next week for a desk job. And she got that job. She's left teaching. And she just said it was just too much. It would get to the point where they were sharing porn and sort of looking at her and snickering, and she would call it out, and it would just, everything was an invitation to do battle. And, you know, she felt very much unsupported by the male leadership, and that was something I heard quite a lot of as well, that there's this idea that it's because a female teacher, if she's having problems in her classroom, it's because she hasn't got a good sense of discipline. She can't control her cohort. The irony being is that if a man can control his cohort, it's not necessarily because he's doing anything. It's just because he's a man. So these boys respect him. So she's sort of destined to fail before she's even entered the room, just because of who and what she is. I think that's really troubling.
What's being done to address the impact this is having, not just on kids in the classroom, but on teachers as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think anything's really been done to support them. There's been some moves to address sort of misogynistic attitudes in school and to deal with toxic masculinity online. The federal government is trialling a healthy masculinities project, which is, I think it's about a $3.5 million project, 3-year trial program to combat, they say, harmful gender stereotypes perpetuated online. I think, you know, that's great. It's good. I mean, understandably, I think female teachers are a bit wary of, you know, is this actually going to be another thing on our plate to deal with, as opposed to what's going on here? Where does this start? How can this end, and why is it always, you know, our plate to sort of unpack these issues? I think Andrew Tate is obviously a symptom of a larger problem. It's the online manosphere, which is sort of, you know, it's a lure, and these boys kind of fall into it. It's very comfortable answers to uncomfortable questions. Having my own boys, you know, they've only been on the earth for about 10 years, right? So through their eyes, they haven't done a university degree. They don't have this history of feminism and oppression. All they see are these sort of books telling girls that they're awesome, which is great. These, you know, huge celebrations of female footballers. They don't have the critical capacity to look at Parliament and go, oh, well, actually, it's mainly men. They don't have the capacity to have that kind of critical analysis or to understand why it's so important to redistribute power. So sometimes I get frustrated at this idea of something that can be dealt with respectful relationship discussions and almost airy-fairy feelings, when I really think what these kids need is a history lesson. There is a reason why we're doing redistribution of power. There is a reason why we're trying to help women and girls see themselves as subjects, not objects. And that is because there is a history. When women tried to ride bicycles, people threw rocks at them. When women tried to order a beer at pubs, men poured beers over their head. When women tried to study at Cambridge University, male students burnt effigies of women. There is an absolute history to this, and if they don't know it, how are they supposed to understand what's happening right now?
And Anna, I think there's a tendency to kind of write off influencers in a way, you know, like despite their name, you know, some people don't really take their influence seriously. You know, the impact that they have is seen sometimes as a passing trend. And I guess that often bears out. Someone could be really popular, but then the world just moves on. Is that an argument that we can apply here to Andrew Tate as well?
I guess we could apply it to the individual Andrew Tate for sure. He is already yesterday's news. He's under house arrest. You can watch videos of him pacing under house arrest, smoking cigars and really quite troubled. And he's getting out his warrior mode at the moment. So he is yesterday's news. There is absolutely no doubt that there is someone else who's already risen in his place. I think there's too much talk about protecting young people. I think there's just not enough truth-telling when it comes down to young people. And even if you were to protect your child, your cocoon your child, and make sure that you're watching their time on the internet, it doesn't matter. You're sending them out into the world where the next-door neighbours don't. Which is why I just feel like they need to know history. History is so important. We can talk to them about what to say when someone says something. How do they actually know what's right and what's wrong? How do you get that down into their gut? I think that's the most important thing.
Anna, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Ange.
Andrew O'Hagan's latest, Caledonian Road, explores one man's epic fall from grace. I'm Michael Williams, and on this week's Read This, I sit down with Andrew to discuss this and the state of modern Britain. All that and more, wherever you listen.
Also in the news today, the law firm Birchgrove Legal says it has asked the International Criminal Court to investigate Australian ministers, including Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, over culpability for Israel's actions during the war in Gaza if they are found to have broken international law. The Prime Minister dismissed the law firm's announcement as having no credibility and said it was based on misinformation, citing Australia's vote at the UN General Assembly in favour of a ceasefire and the release of all hostages. And three people have been arrested in Melbourne after a protest for climate action on the Westgate Bridge. Activist Deanna Violet Coco, who was jailed and then had her sentence quashed last year in relation to a climate protest on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, was featured in a video of the protest released by Extinction Rebellion. I'm Ange McCormack. This is 7am. We'll be back again tomorrow.